amigo. If you don't want me, let me go. If I'm in the window, I'm in the window.
I can tell. Yeah, it sounds like this on a Sunday. A little spring uplift. Do you know what? When I did that interview with Takuya Nakamura a couple of weeks back, which should be up on Mixcloud now, he loves radio. He loves doing radio. And we had a big chat about radio, which I didn't include in the interview because we're both talking about the fact that we do different we do radio throughout the year, at different times of the year. And music really reflects that. I often notice that in the autumn and winter, it's a bit more on the down-tempo vibe. It's normally dark when I arrive at the studio. Summertime, springtime, different matter. And that's despite all the horrors going on around the world at the moment. You've got to keep a space. So you just heard, well, in the background actually, and the one before that, two tracks from an unbelievably good album. Shy One. A second album, it's called Marley. She's a phenomenal DJ as well, if you get a chance to hear her. It's got a mixture of kind of like house, Brook. I don't know, well, I should call it really vibes, but just check it out. You heard I Can Tell with George Riley. I've been playing Northwest quite a lot. And this one's called Same New Song. And before that you heard Brighter Days Collective, or Out of the Brighter Days Collective. There's quite a few of them. Isco, Rico. You heard a track from Sam the Man. All new stuff so far, and I was promising you some old stuff. Gonna go there in a bit.
I miss you. Wish that you were here for me. It felt so true. spiritual connection. You felt it too. That's why your body came in my direction. Was it on a dream? Since then, your face I haven't seen. I'll do almost anything. Why do you have to be so far away? Wish I could be with you every day. Was it real or was I imagining things? I'd do anything, anything to get back to that.
Thank you.
was years on the river that flowed on the tide. Discarded memories stop frozen. Did you lose this housing city farther stare? Did I lose my years to just dream?
Yeah, the sound of Two Banks of Four. And this was... They're essentially... Do you want to say something? It is a pre-record from home. Yeah, they're essentially Galliano, Valerie Etienne, Rob Gallagher, but with Demas, who's done a lot of production over the years for, I think, people like Young Disciples. And the bassist Andy Hamill as well was on there. They did three albums. And yeah, if you're looking for a relatively cheap, at least on CD anyway, sort of stuff from the early 2000s that's kind of between that broken beat and jazz space, I'd recommend their three albums. You heard, what is it called? Unchained from the album Three Street Worlds. For my mind, their best one out of the three. And this one from the album City Watching, which came out on a really good label called Circus, which, again, if you want to kind of find some tunes from the early 2000s that are like really, really good, look for Circus, spelled Sirkus. This one's Street Lullaby.
Blackbird is watching the city father's home. A wind blows evening through streets I've known. I've heard lullabies, street lullabies. Since I woke up today, blackbird is watching. Road moves sakes of my
the way you wanted, and that makes me smile. No, I hadn't heard Bjorn Borg retired. Thank God one of us has a finger on a sporting pulse. No records left to collect, you complain. Borg, Brolin and an unknown tennis trainer released something recently. No doubt your contacts in the Stockholm underworld can source that gem. Got back the other day to find the pub on the corner had been burned down. A dark London street story that I won't burden you with now. Determined as I am to write you some life-affirming shit and not drag you on a regular trawl through the night seas to see what crawls. Yeah, I know they cast in their lots to see who can get the old pub's lease and turn it into more luxury flats. Brick by brick, the infiltration has begun. I feel mood enough to take a spray can in hand and step to the boarding, but as yet I can't think of anything witty or on point enough to be up there. Yet the drunkards still own the park. D's still there in your old flat making beats and still owns the night. While this street can still shapeshift and make you quicken your pace on a late night return, so I suppose we still have time. But make no mistake, my friend, I'm sure some barricade somewhere has started its calling. I'm so sorry we missed each other when you last came to town. I heard from Inde you sat with her, telling stories for 3 hours as she put some extensions in a client's hair. She told me about Cuba, cigars and sacred drums, of arguments and bars, Dante, the colour of Christ and the only true poet, the South China Seas, remembered Fei Yan, the Buddhist master. How can we obtain truth through words? When she quoted your immature writers plagiarised, mature writers still, I was back in a bar in New York, Lower East Side, when you shouted at her. Maybe it was yourself. Maybe I wasn't there. Maybe it slipped down between the years. My memory is exactly that now. But my friend, you definitely have a convert there. If you ever need your hair braided, and I know that's a long shot, then she's your girl. As my man Scratch, or maybe it was Rakim, no, Monk, or more probable all of them, as some sage said, you gotta check the new style. I'm assuming you are still running an Old Testament blades to hair ratio, and it hasn't fallen rudely out on you. If that's the scenario, then my sincerest apologies. Saw Mr. Brennan in the Holloway Road yesterday. Walked past with a bag of potatoes on his shoulders. I didn't stop him, he wouldn't have had a clue who the hell I was. He didn't back then, even when we used to spend months sleeping on his sofa, explaining every morning which one of his son's friends we were. But I guess that's the price you pay for any more than 6 children around the Holloway Road area. I think of you often, and hope we see each other as soon as is possible. Until such time, may the winds be at your back, the dice be kind, and the gods turn the occasional blind eye. Sincerely yours. Beyond the clouds, beyond the sun, the rebel without a cause.
Sounds like this, 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
So we all astray, there's nothing else to do. In another place, I see a different you. Baby, no. different place. I see another you. And in another place, I see a different you.
Yeah, sounds like this. Sounds like this on a Sunday. Chris Welch, through till 7 o'clock. And I did say to you that I was going to pull out some of the old stuff that I'm kind of finding, sort of relocating, I guess. That means I lost it. as I sort of pack things up. And you heard two tracks from Two Banks of Four. One of them from the album City Watching called Street Lullaby. One of them from the album Three Street World. And then you heard another track with, going under the name Earl Zinger there, but basically Rob from Galliano. He's gone under many pseudonyms. With Coop. In fact, two tracks from Coop. One of them called Beyond the Sun. And the other one featuring Yukimi Naganu from Little Dragon. Because in the original Coop, Waltz for Coop album, which came out, I think, in 2002, 2003, was a big one with us and sort of across the, I guess, jazz, broken beat, all that kind of scene. She was kind of like, I think that sort of launched her career. And then after that, she obviously went with Little Dragon. She's recently had a really good solo album out. So you just hear, I see a different you. Then he did two albums, Coop, they were brilliant. And that one, Coop Islands, was kind of the one which didn't get the sort of land that I think that the first one did. It's a really strong album. So I kind of like, I've refound it on CD and I thought, you know what, I'm going to see how much it is on vinyl. And yeah, 376 quid on Discogs. So clearly it's a sought after record, even if it didn't necessarily get the same reception at the time as the first one. Okay, bang up to date. Galliano, they've released, so it sounds like the Galliano show today. Anyway, so Galliano have just released a mini album called Unreliable Memories of Contested Conversations. And this track, I think, is the kind of natural successor to their sort of, well, their live hit, I guess, called Jazz, which I'm a big fan of. So this is called Acid Jazz Revenge.
Something like music, walking out of a duffer's stockroom to stand at the kickers and wallabies in the DRB street summer of love that happened or not, without the nudges of money and its technological friends that now make us come and go, to go and come, thinking we're thinking but we're money. But then we were shoes and dreams and one or the other, unsaid and unspeaking, building other worlds with some leftovers. Music, kids in the better world, getting glimpses of something just above our heads. So we put our arms up as jazz was in the acid life before the screams made them too heavy to hold. They're searching a top shelf and it's just above our heads. It's all just above our heads, but not back in your hands and giving you the neck ache and your blood will rush like yamming down a hard dough sandwich at the school face. We'll be right back. something like beyond music or ahead of, instead of something more and less of. It's something like older but still with its hands up. It's inevitability and unacceptability to keep on and on and on, and you don't stop. It's a low level hum. It's something just above our heads, reachable and unreachable, heard but not found, scratching at the door, dancing through the fields. Everything was possible, not
Galliano, Acid Jazz Revenge. This is sounds like this on a Sunday. Nearly finished the first hour. Stay with us for the second, please. Please. Let me give you a little bit of Kamal the Abstract, which is Q-Tip, of course. I don't think it ever came out, this album. Don't know how I got hold of a copy. Mr. Mager, I believe.
Dice así, yao, esperemos que salga bien. Dice: yo soy el mocho redimido, los saludo de las tris, yo rapeo lo que sea, pero inglés no hablo, please. Yo quiero que sean felices, un saludo de la Ferro para Sound Like Dix.
Más o menos. scream the death that my soul provides. a long, 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 long journey to truth. It's a long, 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 long journey to truth. It's a long journey to truth. It's a long.
Yes, yes. Sounds like this. Second part. It is a pre-record, so if you're listening live, and please still send me a message anyway, because I love that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's happened before. It's happened already. It's happened already. Okay, so as I said in the first hour, what I'm doing with this show, really, although I did play loads of new stuff in the last hour, I couldn't quite help myself. But as I'm going through stuff, as I'm kind of reducing, mainly reusing, to be honest, and a few are going. I'm sort of coming across stuff, especially on CD, like CDs, you know, it's the forgotten format, isn't it? It's the one where basically, you know, USB and whatever else has and streaming has kind of taken over from that. Vinyl's still doing well. It's a little bit bougie in places, but you know what I mean? We love the vinyl, you know, we love the vinyl. A lot of this stuff is the CDs, my CDs that I'm just not going to let go of, because I just know I'm going to end up paying for the digital download later on. What did you hear to start with? You heard one from Bilal's Love for Sale album. Forgot the name of the track. It was the opening track anyway from that. And you just heard from Steve Williamson as well, Journey to Truth. Went through a bit of a period where the Jazz Warriors, or the UK Jazz Warriors, it's kind of lots been written and said about them, and there was a kind of lot of industry hype at the time, and it was obviously very well deserved. Yeah, people like Courtney Pine, Steve Williamson, all sorts of people coming through there. And there's quite an interesting section on them in a book that was written about the current UK jazz explosion, or kind of current-ish, called Unapologetic Expression by André Marmot of Afriqua. He wrote, yeah, it's a good book. It's a good book. And it's got a section on the Jazz Warriors and kind of how they were sort of picked up by the industry. They were sort of very much sort of, you know, hyped as the next hot thing. Didn't last particularly long. There's a lot of kind of deals, you know, record deals going that way, and then not much afterwards as well. So some of them fared better than others, it has to be said. Steve Williamson, this one was from 1980. Is that 1984 or 1994? It looks like 1994. Yeah, 1994. And I think it's got to be 1994, because 1984, that's got Jaleesa Anderson on it. Wonderful, wonderful vocalist who's had a bit of a revival recently, funnily enough, with Friendly Pressure's Sunship's remix of that, sort of doing the rounds on TikTok or something. And yeah, I remember playing it out relatively recently, I think at Hagler's Corner, and it got quite a bit of response from the crowd. So this is Journey to Truth, you just heard. The next one is a brand new track. It's from Outer World Ensemble, which are on the wonderful ATA Records. Do check out their stuff. I keep talking about them. They're from Leeds.